Okay, hello everybody. So today we are going to bring Siman Sadi Tes to its thrilling conclusion, Be'ezras Hashem. We are discussing Ein Nevel Nisal Chachila, and the most challenging element was what we did yesterday with its relationship with Chatich Nas Nevela, but there are still a few other things that we need to discuss. We need to discuss when it's Ein Kavanasa Levatel, what the halacha is when you're not trying to be Mevatel, and some halachic ramifications of that. And we need to discuss Bittul Isurim Derabanan L'Chadchila, which is also a fairly common case where situations come up. Bittul Isurim Derabanan is a major machlokes rishonim. And then, hopefully, if we have time, we'll also discuss Bittul Chalav Bimayim in order to be Mevashal Im Basar, or in order to eat after Basar. That's the coffee creamer Shaila. And then, Be'ez Hashem, at the very end, if we have time, we'll discuss Bittul Sakana L'Chadchila, meaning something that's Asr, but not because of Isser V'Hetzer, so I mean, it's Asr Mishon Sakana. Are the Zoomers unable to hear me?
The picture is sideways and I can't hear.
Oh, those are two problems. Why is the picture sideways? Okay, I got some lessons.
Yeah, it is sideways.
Just go off. It's sideways.
Maybe because you're on there, maybe shut it off on the computer. Are we able to hear now over here? Okay, the sideways we can fix. We can just move the phone. No, not like that.
I think this goes this way.
What? Oh,
it's
does it?
Able to, yep.
Oh.
How's that?
Yeah, now we're good.
Now we're good. Okay.
That's Schmidt.
Fantastic. All right. We'll just tilt it a little bit that way.
Nafi says, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so let's get started. So, Ein Kavanasa Levatel first. First, we'll discuss that. The Orchos Chaim in Simon Membez is quoted over here in the Taz and Siv Katan Zayin, as well as in the Shach and Simon Peidal and Siv Katan Amilches, that if you don't have Kavana Levatel, you're not trying to be Mevatel Yisr, but you're doing it for some other reason. So you're actively being Mevatel and Yisr, but now that's not your intention, then it's Mutter Levatel. So the Chachmas Adam, Klal Nun Beis, Din Tes, gives the example, he gives several examples. Tavash Shenaflu Bo Nimalim, if you have bugs that fell into honey, Mutter Lechamimo Ad Shianitach Kedei Lesanino. You're allowed to heat up the honey to the point that the bugs are going to disintegrate, so that you can then strain the honey. Meaning, because when you heat up honey, anyone ever put honey in a microwave? You know what happens when you heat up honey? It totally liquefies. It becomes much more liquidy. So apparently they would heat up the honey if there were bugs that were mixed in. They want to strain out the bugs, but you can't strain out the bugs as is. So, because the honey is not going to go through a strainer, so they would heat it up in order to liquefy it, then pour that liquid through a strainer. So, even though at the point of heating it up, the bugs are falling apart, and therefore they're becoming batel, they're a beria before they fall apart. Now they're not a beria anymore. So that's a third form. Remember, we had yesterday three forms of bittul isur l'chadchila. That's the third form of bittul isur l'chadchila. That there's something that's being monea the bittul, namely that it's a beria, and you're undoing the menias habittul. You're taking away the status of beria. So that's one example that Chachma Sadam gives. He says, Kivin Shein Kavanasa Sakinat Vash. Your kavanah is not to make the bugs disintegrate, it's just to make the honey better. V'chein chitim. V'chein chitim hametulaim mutulatachnan afilu berechaim shal yad kibit shein kavanasa levatel hatolaim. Another example of tolaim, where you have wheat that may be infested, and you're using a hand grinder to grind the wheat. Why are you grinding the wheat? Because that's what you do with wheat. You grind wheat if you want to have flour, and that's mutter because you're not trying to be mevatel yisr. So this idea of in kavanasa levatel comes up in Hilchos Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Taf Nun Beis Sif Katan Ches writes that that's why you could do hagala on a treifa knife in a kasher of pot when there's shishim in the mayim to be mevatel the treifa bliya. Meaning, what are you doing? You're taking a knife that's treifa bliya in it, or chametz bliya, or whatever. Let's say treifa bliya in it, and you're putting, or any other kli, a fork. You know, a knife is more complicated actually. So let's say a fork, and you're putting it in a giant boiling pot of water, what's going to happen? The bleos of Isser are coming out of the fork, they're going into the pot, and now there's shishim in the water, keneged, the bleos of Isser, and the bleos become batel. Wonderful! But aren't you being mevatel isser l'chachila? Isn't that a violation? Meaning, whenever you kasher kelim, aren't you being mevatel isser l'chachila? So, I mean, not always. If you do libun, then you're not. But anytime you do hagalah, you're being mevatel isser l'chachila, right? The difference between libun and hagalah is that when you do libun, when you kasher with fire, you're destroying the bleos. It's burning out the bleos. But whenever you're doing hagalah, you're just drawing out the bleos into the pot, and then they're becoming batel in the pot. That's why they always say when you kasher before Pesach to use a very large pot to do the kashering. I bitul isul chachila, so says Mishmur. No, your kavan is not to be mevatel. I'm just trying to draw out the bleos. What happens afterwards that they become batel happens to be necessary, because if they don't become batel, then the bleos will go right back in. But my kavana is not to be mevatel. My kavana is to remove the bleos. And even that, the Mishnah Berurah calls ein kavanasa levatel. I would have thought maybe that's called kavanasa levatel, because if it doesn't become batel, then it doesn't work, because the bleos can go right back in. But since that happens in stages, and all you're really interested in is removing the bleos, that's called ein kavanaso levatel, to remove the tam from the knife. So the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Siv Chavtes just qualifies that that's only if there's no other way to salvage the heter. If there's some other way you could salvage the heter, do that, unless it involves excessive tircha. Meaning, even that, it's only with the krechts that we're willing to rely on being mevatel l'sil chachila. Or even when it's ein kavanasa levatel, we're not so pleased about doing it. And that's why, this idea of ein kavanasa levatel is why people have the practice. You ever see either your mother, wife, or anybody, or you yourself, if you're into cooking, make a soup and you put vegetables that are bug sensitive, what they call soup greens. Soup greens are like half vegetable, half bug, right? They're all like very highly infested types of vegetables. So what they have from supermarkets, they sell these bags that you could put the soup greens in. What do the bags do? It's the function of the bags. So I think initially they were marketed for people who want the flavor of the vegetables but don't like the little things floating around. They want like a clear broth. So, but the frum world latched onto it and said, this is gewaldic, because now it's a filter bag. It's like wrapping your vegetables in like a coffee filter where the bugs are never going to get through. So the bugs aren't going to go into your soup. So you're never going to have a barrier. You're never going to have a problem. But I still have a problem, because the tam of the bugs is going through. Right? The tam of the bugs is going through. Oh, but it's batel l'shishim. The tam is not a barrier. The tam is batel l'shishim, so it's not a problem. Bitul isser l'chachila. So isn't that a problem? So that's l'chora, what we're makel with when we use these bags. We put the greens in the soup to give flavor. It could be that we know that there are bugs in there. There are some that are machmir when you know bivadai that there are bugs and are only makel if it's muchsak bitul loyim. But the taz, at least, this taz over here, would seem to be makel, even if it's vadai tolayim, because that's not your kavana. Your kavana is not to be mevatel the tam of the bugs, it's to get the tam of the vegetables. This is, of course, assuming the bugs are not nosin tam lefgam, that they don't give a negative taste into the soup, which, I don't know if they do. These bugs probably don't taste bad. They probably, probably don't have much of a taste at all. I don't know. I never ate bugs, to my knowledge. This is also, as we've pointed out already a few times, this is the smoothie heter, or the yogurt heter, right? That why is it that Chobani is allowed to make a raspberry yogurt? Raspberries are highly infested. Who at the Chobani company is sitting there checking the raspberries, dropping them on a light box, and agitating them in a soapy solution or whatever? Nobody. Nobody's doing that. But they're pulverizing all the raspberries. They're blending it. And when you do that, it's going to turn all the bugs into something that is not complete, that is not a beria. And that's why I know in the Five Towns they're very machmir in the berylicious and whatever in these stores, that they only use frozen strawberries that have been checked, like Bodek type strawberries for the smoothies. But l'chori, you don't really need to. right? L'chori, you could just put the strawberries in the smoothie and just put it in the blender, and it's fine, because the kavanah is not to be mevatel the bugs. The kavanah is just to follow the recipe. But like we said, that's different than if you already made a soup and now you just want to pulverize it in order to be mevatel the yisur. That's kavanah levatel, so that would be a problem. Good, so that's the discussion of kavanah levatel. Questions?
The Fakhul Zaladam case is literally a case where you have something, you want the bugs to be levatel. You want the honey if the bugs aren't...
You'd like to remove the bugs. You just don't have the ability to remove the bugs. You'd like to remove the bugs and any other impurities that are in the honey.
But the only possible way is through bittul. So you do...
The only way to remove the impurities in the honey, bugs and everything else, is through heating the honey. So when you heat the honey, mimele, it's also going to pull apart the bugs.
But doesn't that really say that you do want the bittul?
No, because you're happy. No, because you really want to remove the bugs, and you're going to. You know, that's the plan. You're going to put it through a strainer afterwards. So what you're really interested is in removing the bugs. Elamai, the only way to get to the point of removing the bugs is to be mevatel them first. But that's not the kavanah.
Wouldn't that make it a unique case? Instead? Not unique. Shouldn't that then be how we follow in terms of like when I'm being mevatel or remove the yisur, as opposed to like, is that just unique?
When your kavanah is to remove the iser, that's an extreme case. That's not always the case. Meaning the Taz doesn't require that. The Taz didn't say that it needs to be that way.
In the Haggalah case, the Rebbe was saying it's difficult. Meaning why that's not considered kavanah levatel. So the Ran of Avodah Zarah talks about Eroi. So a similar discussion by like Shefar with Sam Yinam. And he brings two deos, but one of the deos that he brings. Is that it's allowed because essentially what you're doing is you're not being mevatel kedei lahanos mimenu, but you're being mechaven lahashgach. So you're allowed to be.
That's the svara. Yeah, that's the svara. Meaning
you can have kavanah for bittul as long as it's not for the meaning like the.
Meaning, emvat l'chadchila is an isra hana'a from the isr.
Right,
so that you're getting hana'a from the isr because now you've taken the isr and now you're able to use it because it's batel. But when it comes to just removing the bliya from the kli, so the point is that you need the bliya to be removed from the kli. So that's not called that you're getting hana'a from the bittul. Very good. Okay. Yeah, let's go for it.
The Torah. And Simon 92 brings the Rambam, who says that if you have a tibas challah that falls on a chaticha, I don't know which piece it fell on, should stir up the pot so that it mixes with the whole pot, and then it's mutter if there's no nesinas tam in the whole pot. How does this work with the sugya?
Good. Okay, we'll get there.
And then the second one is, why is an hefshar kalim a problem of batal isur chatichah?
So that one we covered already, right? Okay, so that were those posted earlier? Yeah, okay, whatever. All right. So one we will get to, one we did get to. Okay, fantastic. Let's talk about Bittul Isur Rabbanan L'Chadchila. The Gemara at the very beginning of Maseches Beitza discusses the concept of Ein Mevatel Isur L'Chadchila in the following context. The Gemara says that Ein Mevatel Isur L'Chadchila doesn't apply with mukta wood in your oven. I mean, you had wood that came from a tree, because wood comes from trees, that was not chopped before Yontif. So the firewood was not set aside before Yontif, so it was only somehow it blew off the tree or was cut on Yontif, so it's muktzah. And now it's firing up your oven, so you're allowed to be marba alav eitzim u'mevatelav. You can add extra non-muktzah wood, and that will be mevatel the muktzah wood. So the Gemara says, what about Ein Mevatel Isur L'Chadchila? So says the Gemara Beferish, Ki lo mevatlinan isura, hainu bi isurim da raisa, av isura d'rabbanan yachal levatlo. That Ein Mevatel Isur L'Chadchila is only when dealing with isurim da raisa, but isurim d'rabbanan, you're allowed to be mevatel l'chadchila. If you just have that line of Gemara, fantastic, right? Isurim d'rabbanan, it's clear as can be. The Gemara does not equivocate at all, right? It seems fantastic that Isurim d'rabbanan can be mevatel l'chadchila. So says the all the Rishonim Tosfos on the top of Dalar and Beis and all the Rishonim, but wait a second, there are like a half a dozen other Gemaras that seem to say that Bittulus and Chachilus is a problem even on Dinim Derabbanan. So how can the Gemara just like leave it like that, that it is Issur Derabbanan, it's no problem even Bittulus and Issur Derabbanan and Chachilah? So there are three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim, and then there's another limitation on this idea of being Mevatel Issur L'chadchila, Nisad Rabbanan L'chadchila. So let's do the three basic Mahalchim. Mahalik number one is what Tosfos says. Tosfos, again, after pointing out other passages in Maseches Beitzah itself that seem to assume otherwise, so Tosfos says, the Gemara discusses afterwards, the Gemara discusses Dvarim Chashuvim, how to be mevatel certain figs of truma. So Tosfos asks, why can't we just be mevatel them, since trumas te'enim is derabanan anyway, right? Meaning we're going to talk about, or the Gemara in Beitzah talks about, being mevatel figs te'enim that are truma, right? And the complications involved in bittul of truma te'enim. Tosfos says, well, wait a second, trumas peros only derabanan. So if trumas peros are only derabanan, and the Gemara says imvat nisalchila, why can't you just? And the Gemara says imvat nisalchila doesn't apply to din derabanan. So go ahead and just be mevatel then. Why are we assuming trumas peros are only derabanan? Because the Torah says dagan tirosh v'yitzar are the only things that are chayiv mida oraisa in trumas ma'israel. So only oil and wine and grain. But trumas peros, like te'enim, is only derabanan. Obviously, that's a major not obviously, but it is a pretty it's a machlokas rishonim that you'll come across in almost every mesechta that you learn. Probably, there's machlokas between the Balei Tosfos and Rashi on the one side and the Rambam on the other side. The Rambam holds that trumas peros are there's theories in Rashi's and Shas, but the Rambam holds that trumas peros are da'oraisa. That only Meiser Yerakos is Drabanan, that Yerakos is Drabanan, but all Peros are Daraisa. So Tosus's Hechrich is working, meaning what Tosus is about to be Mechadesh, is working with, you know, the assumption that something's Machriach him to be Mechadesh this, right? Meaning he has this Kasha. Now why don't we just say you could be Mevatel Truma of Te'enim, which is only Drabanan anyway. So Tosus says it must be that you can't necessarily be mevatel all Yisurim Drabanan. There are those that are more serious Yisurim Drabanan and those that are less serious Yisurim Drabanan. There are Yisurim Drabanan sheyesh lahem ikr min haTorah, and there are Yisurim Drabanan that are ein lahem ikr min haTorah. For example, basar ov b'chalav is a Drabanan sheyesh lo ikr min haTorah, because it's clearly patterned after, it's an expansion of the definition of basar, right? So we saw the shita of Tosfos that maybe that it's daraisa also, but we pass on halacha basrof is derabanan. So it's an expansion of the definition of basar min haTorah. So it's yeshlo ikr min haTorah. Trumas te'enim is a derabanan sheyeshlo ikr min haTorah. Such an issur derabanan, you can't be mevatel l'chachila. When did the Gemara say you can be mevatel issur derabanan l'chachila? You have to pay attention to what the derabanan was. What was the case at the beginning of Beitzah? It was muktzah. Muktzah is ein l'wikr min haTorah. Why do we have an issur of muktzah if it's ein l'wikr min haTorah? If it's not a geder, it's not a siyag, it's not a... So what is it? So you learn the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam goes through three reasons, a chazal, asur muktzah, and the Ravid gives you a fourth reason. So there are all sorts of reasons for muktzah, you know, whether it be the Rambam's famous phrase that you need a shvisa hani keres on Shabbos, that it's not enough to just be shoves mimalacha, but it needs to be clearly recognizable why you're being shoves mimalacha. So the surim of muktzah create that sense of shvisa hani keres, because a person could be schlepping around things all day and doing all sorts of things that are totally mutter on a daraisa level, and a Shabbos won't look all that different from a weekday. So you have this sense of shvisa hani keres. The Rambam discusses this idea that there are some people that are batal mimalacha anyway, you therefore need something additional that's just like the that which you speak about and that which you, so kal v'chomer on Shabbos is different than that which you speak about on Chol, so kal v'chomer that which you handle on Shabbos should be that which you different than that which you handle. Bottom line is, muktzah is not ikr min haTorah. So any issur derabanan that doesn't have an ikr min haTorah, that's when you're allowed to be mevatel issur l'chadchila. That's the mahalich of Tosfos. And again, the hechrich for that mahalich is l'shitasam, you know, doesn't necessarily work according to the Rambam. That's mahalich number one. Mahalich number two, the Rashba has another limitation on the idea that you could be mevatel isurim d'rabbanan. The Rashba says, we only allow bittul isurim, and there's a Rashba in the beginning of Beitza. I think the Rashba appears here in Chulin as well. But the Rashba writes, it's in the Mishmer Sabais also, the Rashba writes that we only allow bittul isurim d'rabbanan l'kachila if it's similar to the sugya in Beitza, where you're being marba alav heter levatel. Meaning, remember we discussed yesterday, there are different types of bittul isurim d'rabbanan. There's bittul isurim d'rabbanan where I take a dvar isur and I say, I would love to be able to use this, so I throw it into my giant pot of challen. Now I can use it, because now it's batel. That's a very severe form of bittul isur l'chadchila. But then there's a type of bittul isur where there's already a taroves, and I'm going to have to throw out the whole thing, the heter with the isur, everything. So marbel of heter, levatlo, that's a different kind of bittul isur l'chadchila. So what was the case in Maseches Beitza where we said, oh, by the Rabbanan, it's no problem, we can be mevatel the isur. You already had atzei mukta there. There was no solving the issue. There was already taroves of atzei mukta with regular eitzim. So you needed to throw marbel of heter. You needed to throw more mutter eitzim onto the pile, but to actually put iser into a pile of heter, that would be aser even if it were a drabbanan. The pashtus of the Rashba is that putting iser into a pile of heter is the most egregious and overt form of bittul iser, and therefore we're not going to allow it even for iserim drabbanan. But lesser forms of bittul iser that will allow for iserim drabbanan. So the Rashba, Beitza Daf Dalet and Beis, and in the Mishmar Sabayis, explains even further, though. He says, and he says the Lamdas like this, when you have a case of Mosifal of Heter, your goal is fundamentally different than when you have a case of just dropping Isser into your Chalant. If someone were to ask you, as you're about to drop that Isser into the Chalant, why are you doing that? What do you want to accomplish? What's your answer? What are you trying to accomplish? What would your answer be? I'm trying to save. No, if I'm going to drop Isser into my, I'm trying to be able to use the Isser. I'm trying to be mevatel the Isser. When you already have a tarovus of Isser and Heter, and someone would ask you, well, why do you want to add more Heter? Your answer is, I don't care about the Isser, I want to save the Heter. I'm just trying to save the Heter that's already been taroves with the Isser. So the Rashba writes this explicitly. When I drop an Isser into my pot, I'm aiming to get some non-kosher food into the Tarova so I can benefit from the non-kosher food, which, as we said yesterday, Eim Val Nisil Chila is fundamentally an Isser Hana'a. When, however, I'm Marbal of Heter, my real goal is to salvage the Heter. So it's somewhat of a chiddush that marbel of heter is a problem even to begin with, because I'm not really trying to benefit from the iser. Since it's somewhat of a chiddush that it's a problem to begin with, we're not going to apply in mevat nesil chachila on such a type of bittel for isurim drabbanan. And that's even if yaldei mevat nesil chachila is a din d'oraisa. Even if yaldei is a din d'oraisa, still, it follows that this is like a form of trei drabbanan. Right, being mosiful of heter is only drabanan, and the very iser that you're trying to be mvatel is only drabanan. If you hold that this works, only if you hold imvat mislechil is a din drabanan, right? But again, it's a lav dafka. It could be that even if you hold imvat mislechil is a din d'oraisa. No. The even if you hold Eim Val Nisil Chilz Din D'Oraisa, when the Gemara says you're allowed to do it, the Gemara said because the Isser is an Isser D'Rabbanan Mukta. We were dealing with an Isser that's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and then you have on top of that the idea that being Mosiful of Heter is only D'Rabbanan, because even if you hold Eim Val Nisil Chilz Din D'Oraisa, that's only type 1 Eim Val Nisil Chachila. That's only in Vat Nisil Chila where you're dropping in Nevela into your Chalit. But if I already have a Tarovis and I'm being Mosiful of Heter, that would only be a Drabanan. So this is a form of trade Drabanan when we say that in Vat Nisil Chila doesn't apply to Dinim, to Isurim Drabanan. In Shiurei Arav in Simen Pei, Rav Salvechik just asks that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Siv Zayin Paskins that hoyu kan shtei kederos shel heter v'nafal isur l'toch echad mehen. You have two pots of heter. Isur fell into one of them. Problem is, and this may answer the question we had before from Sim Sadi Beis, v'ein yadua le'ezo nafal. You have no idea which pot of heter the isur fell into. And ve'ein be'achad kedei levatel le'isur. Neither pot has shishim keneged the isur. But v'yesh b'shteyen kedei levatel. But between the two pots, you do have shishim. So you have 30 ounces of kashra meat in one pot, of a kashra chalent in one pot, 30 ounces of kashra chalent in another pot, and an ounce of nevela falls into one of the pots. Wherever it fell in, if you knew which pot it fell into, it's not batel. But if you were to be mitzarif the two pots, it would become batel. Says the Mechaber, shteyan mitzarfos levatel, since they belong to the same person, you're going to be misariv them anyway. And the Ramah adds, yeah, but don't eat it until you're actually misariv them. Meaning, mix them and then eat them. So even though Mikra did, the Mechaber says it's already batel, but that's only because we assume that you're going to mix them because they belong to the same person. And the Ramah says, okay, so go ahead and mix them. So ask for salvation, what are you talking about? Eim valtnes l'chalchila. Meaning, until then, Nesariv, it's Shloshim Te'echad. It's not Shishim Te'echad. So I just don't know which Shloshim. So it's a Mval Nesil Chachila. So Rav Salvechik explains that we only say a Mvatlin when the Bittul involves creating a Taroves or adding Heter to alter the ratio of the Taroves. But when you already have the proper ratio, you have the sheer Bittul already, but there's something missing to allow for the chalos habitul. There's something preventing the bitul from happening, even though you already have a taroves. And not only do you have a taroves, you already have a proper shear of bitul. But there's a technicality. There's something being monea the bitul. Then you're allowed to be meser that monea, and allow the bitul to take place. So in this case, that involves mixing it together to make the bittul happen, because it's not considered a maisa bittul. The two pots are ultimately going to mix. It's halachically considered that, and you can't identify which pot the isser is in. It's halachically considered that it's all one taroves already. It's just that the din bittul requires a physical mixture. So it's just the lack of the physical mixture is being monea the chalos of the bittul. So even though normally you can't be mosif ala isur kedei levatlo, here it's mutter to mix the pots together, because you're not doing a maisa bittul, you're just removing an impediment to the chalos din bittul. Questions? Right, it's a big chiddush, meaning that this seems like much worse than a beria that you want to crush up.
Right, it's just not shalos bittul yet.
What do you mean? Meaning he's saying that you have a taroves over here, you have shishim, you just can't rely on that shishim because it's not all in one spot.
Meaning we would say that either rest of the there is bittul here already, even without mixing it together.
Mida or rice, if it's min b'shein amino and you need bin al sein tam. No. I don't think he's saying that midah raisa there is bittul. I think he's saying that bittul is not a mitzius, it's a halachic technicality. So mitzius wise, you have meaning what you're missing is the mitzius. The halachic requirements you have set up. So bittul is a combination of both, right? In order to have bittul to happen, you need to get through the halachic requirements. And that you have a Shem Taroves, you have Shishim, but you also need to get through the Metzius that there could be a Chalos Din.
Why would we call that a
Saris
Mene? I mean, you just don't have it yet. We don't typically consider something that you don't yet have.
So I guess the way he's viewing it is that he doesn't see that as an ingredient of the Bittul, meaning the fact that the two pots are physically together, that's not an ingredient of the bittul, that's just something that prevents, meaning it's similar, it seems similar to me to like the beria. Right? That it's just a davar chashuv to cut up a chaticha. That's a chaticha real iskabed. Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know if this is similar to what Ali was asking, but I guess a clarification. Until the Metzius is true, why do we view it as a
lucky bittle? Yeah, that's how Rav Soloveitchik is viewing it. Meaning, I hear, what makes it a bittle if you don't have all your ducks in a row? So he's splitting it. He's saying that the din bittle is taroves and shishim, and elamai, you know, you have something that prevents it from being chal. Similar to like a
chadiyos time. It's like a chadiyos time.
Because you can't identify where the...
No.
Yeah. What?
I say like with the chavios and something falls into one of them, you know, we view those as being a taroves.
Yeah. So it's definitely all the same taroves in that sense, yeah.
Why... How come no the taroves wouldn't be a problem for this? You know that one of these...
No, because the taroves already happened. Meaning you're not creating the taroves when you mix the...
Yeah, but before you mix them, you already know that something's bad.
Yeah, in a chinami, but you already have your full tarovus of shishim and echad and everything. It's just that you don't have the physical mixture.
And then there's a bunch.
A bunch, okay.
Isn't the chumra of varia only an iser midarabana?
Yes, we'll get to that.
Does that have an ikar min haTorah? I don't know what that's on.
Probably beria. Right, same person?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to beria.
Is Basar Oaf Ikar Min haTorah, even according to the Rambam, who uses it as a paradigm of a Din D'Rabbanan?
Yeah, it's a Din D'Rabbanan that has an Ikar Min haTorah. Meaning that's good for the point. Not every Din D'Rabbanan is the same. There's some Din D'Rabbanan that are patterned after Din D'Oraisa and some Din D'Rabbanan that the Rabbanan invented.
Isn't there a fundamental difference between Bittul and other types of Isser removal, such as crushing bugs? The former remains Usser and is closer to Nayar, but the later destroys the Isser entirely.
Right. What do you mean destroys the Isser entirely? I'm not asking you, I guess. Meaning, if you crush a bug, you didn't destroy. No, you still need bittul because the bug is a crushed bug is also needed also. Right. Whoever it was that asked that, I'm talking to the Zoom. Okay.
The Gemara in Shabbos sounds like Muktzah is usher because of Utsah.
Yeah. So that's what the Ravitz tied on the Rambam is. The Rambam invents three new reasons for the Isser of Muktzah. And the Rabbi says, hello, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, so it's a.
So why wouldn't that mean that it does have an Ikar Min
haTorah? Okay. According to the Rabbi, that has Ikar Min haTorah. You have to understand, though, what the... according to the Rabbi, everything should be Mukta. Even Klisha Machta LaHeter and everything else. So that's how they're Miyashi of the Rambam. That's what they say that the Gemara was explaining the initial Isser Muktzah, when they asked for everything. Gemara says initially when they asked for Muktzah, they asked for everything except for three items. There were three kelim that people really needed to use, and those were the three things that were not Muktzah. Everything else was Muktzah. So then later, Hitiru, V'chazru V'yitiru, V'chazru V'yitiru, right, and throughout the generations, they allowed more and more things. So the Rambam is describing Muktzah as we have it. Whereas the Ravid, the Gemara was describing Muktzah in its original form. So maybe Muktzah as we have it is not a problem of Muktzah. Yeah. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. A third. Oh, almost there.
The Tosus agreed to the Rashbis also. When he asked this question from the Gemara in Gilman of these, he says, Igul Dabi Truma Derabana, do this to the Lavi Raka. Does he also think that it's only in terms of being most.
Well, it's hard to know because the case that the Gemara was dealing with in Beitza was to be Marbelev Umavato. So that's the language he's gonna say. Yeah. I mean, does he hold you also need that?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that you could be more
makhmir for the Isser and the Heter? Or is Tos going to be more machmir? I mean, is Tos going to say that it has to be something that's Eino Ikar Min haTorah and it's got to, even then, it's got to be something that's only Marbelev? I mean, then it's a little bit of Kruchas Min haSefer, but yeah, I hear that. The third Mahalik, the Rush and the Ra'ah, they point out that the Gemara in Beitza does not really allow being Mevatel Isser to Rabbanu L'Cherchila. What? It said so? No, the Gemara then goes on to discuss, how could you be Mevatel Muktzah? Muktzah is Dov Sheish L'Matiri. So the Gemara says, no, Mikla Kali Isura. That the Isser is burnt up, it's destroyed. And therefore, it's not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. So it's going to be destroyed. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Rush and the Ra'ah suggest that when the Gemara gives that final answer of Mikla Kali Yisura, it's Megala that you need both. You need it to be an Isra Drabbanon, and it needs to be an Isra that's Mikla Kali Yisura in order to allow Bittul Isra L'Chadchila. Meaning, really, you cannot be Mevatel Isra Drabbanon L'Chadchila unless you have this unique case, like it's firewood, where you can also apply Mikla Kali Yisura. Meaning, this is the concept. It's similar to the concept of like a trade Drabbanon, right? That you need two factors in order to allow it. You need the Mikla Kali Yisura, which downgrades it apparently, and you need the fact that it's a Drabbanon. Right? Where do we have trade Drabbanon? We have trade Drabbanon in two famous places in Halacha. You have Shvus to Shvus Machom Mitzvah B'Shabbos, that even though you're not allowed to do Amir L'Nachri, to ask a guy to do some Halacha for you, but B'Machom Mitzvah, we allow a Shvus to Shvus to ask him to do a Din Drabbanon, so double Drabbanon. And by Mitzvahs, we also have trade Drabbanon. Where we have by mitzvahs a trade Rabbanon? By Megillah, right? The Tosfos and Maseches Megillah talks about why it is that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah. After all, everyone's only chayv midrabbanon. The whole Mikra Megillah is only Drabbanon. So that's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos famously writes that a katan is a trade Rabbanon. Katan's chiv and mitzvahs to begin with is only Drabbanon. Plus is the mitzvah that we're discussing of Mikra Megillah is Drabbanon, whereas the Gadol is a Chad Drabbanon, because he's Chayv Mitzvah Smidaraisa, it's just the Mikra Megillah is Drabbanon. So you see that concept of a Trey Drabbanon versus a Chad Drabbanon. Prima Gadim in Yoredei makes a big deal about that as well. That whenever you have something that's a double Drabbanon, we always take that into account as a significant Sad, as a significant Sad L'Hakel. Another exception over here, Teim Vat Nisul Chachila, comes up in Tosfos and Maseches Psachim and Dav Lamed. I mean, this is not a direct answer to the question of the Tosfos and Beitza about the sugya there, but Stam, Tosfos and Maseches Psachim and Dav Lamed just adds another detail of when we would allow in Mevat Nisul Chachila. The context is the sugya of Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach. As you probably know, there's a machlokas tanoim about Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach, whether Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach is Nisador Raisa or it's only a Knas Midrabban. If it's a Knas, what does Knas mean? The Knas is a penalty because you did something wrong. What did you do wrong? Why would it be a Knas? What a Veira did you do? You violated Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. You didn't get rid of your Chamit. So Bali Rabbi Yimatzi, you need a Knas for Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach. So that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds its Zohar Raisa, Chamish Alva Pesach Zasmi Dar Raisa, Rabbi Yudas Psukim. He has three Psukim that tell me about Nisra of Achilas Chameitz. There's Nisra of Achilas Chameitz, he says, for Erev Pesach, Acher Chatzos, Midar Raisa, not just an Isra Asay, Los Asay. There's Nisra of Achilas Chameitz on Pesach, and there's Nisra of Achilas Chameitz Acher Pesach, Chamish Alva Pesach. Three Isurim, says Rabbi Yehuda of Chamish Alva Pesach. Of chametz, one of them being chametz shavar lava pesach. Rabbi Shimon, no chametz be'erev pesach. Rabbi Shimon says there's no lav. It's a bittul asay of tashbisu. You have to destroy it. You didn't. You know, there's no lav. There's a funny comment of the Baal Amar that's the ultimate tashbisu. There ain't tashbisu gadol nizu to eat the chametz. That if you eat the chametz, that's tashbisu. Okay, but pashtus is by having the chametz around, it's a bittul asay of tashbisu. Says Rabbi Shimon. And as far as Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach, it's only a Knas because of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzis. That is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina. Either way, it's Aser, right? L'may Nafkamina, whether it's Nisra D'Oraisa or Nisra D'Rabbanan, to eat Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach. So the most basic Nafkamina, the Gemara doesn't say. Right, what's the most basic Nafkamina? For Lav D'Oraisa, you chayv Malkus. For Lav D'Rabbanan, you not chayv Malkus. Right? That would be the most basic Nafkamina. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says the Nafkamina is whether Mechiras Chametz helps. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. It has nothing to do with who owned it, if anyone violated an Isser with owning it. So a guy owned the Chametz on Pesach. It's still Asin. Even Chametz Shel Nachri Shavar Lava Pesach is Asin. We have a pasuk that Chametz that's been in the world over Pesach is Asin. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Knas for violating Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. Nachri has no Isser of Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. So Mela, there's not going to be a Knas on the Nachri by Bali of Chamit Shavar Lava Pesach. Another Nafkamina the Gemara says is if you have Kalim with Blios of Chamit. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, there's no Bali Rabbi Yimatzi on Blios. and therefore there's not going to be a reason for a knas. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Issur d'oraisa of chametz might apply to blios as well, because it's got nothing to do with whether you're violated by your Bal Yirah. It's a separate Issur of chametz. So the Gemara says, ooh, so there were some places that paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'asrei d'Rav, in Rav's town, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which meant there was no Mechiras chametz, no John Brown. There was it meant that all of the kalim that they had with blios of chametz had to be kashered, and it meant that all clay cheres that they had with blios of chametz had to be destroyed. There's no way to kasher a clay cheres. So the Gemara over there says that there were these cheres salesmen, these potters, pottery merchants, that knew when they had, when they had people in a vulnerable position, and they raised the prices on cheres to take advantage every year. So Shmuel came to town, and Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Shimon, and Shmuel just tells everybody, "Hey, if you keep charging those prices, I'm going to start publicizing that we paskens like Rabbi Shimon." Aye, but it's Asrei D'Rav, no one's going to listen to you anyway. Yeah, enough people will listen to me. You can have all the rabbis of a community say one thing. One outsider will come in and will say, no, I hold this, and there will be plenty of people that will listen. So it could change everything. So the Gemara says Shmuel threatened that. So Gemara asks a question, wait a second. Why did they have to throw out all the klicheres? Why don't they just hold on to them? Because after all, both Rav and Shmuel, it's true, both Rav and Shmuel hold min b'mino is b'mashu, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is not batel. But the klicheres that had blios of chametz, l'chori, you could use for eino mino, and it will become batel. Just use it for eino mino, it will be batel b'shishin, and that will be the end of it. So Gemara says, yeah, gzeira atu min b'mino. They were afraid if they tell people to do that, then they'll come to use min b'mino. Fratais is a kasha. What kind of hava amina? Just use it for eino mino, and then it will be batel. It's bitel isil chadchila. You can't be mvatel isil chadchila. So Taisus answers that klicheres. Tells us a couple of answers, but at the end he says it's not lechadchila. It's diavad. It's bidiavad, because your other option is throwing out the klicheres. That's called bidiavad. Meaning, he redefines bidiavad. Bidiavad doesn't mean bidiavad doesn't mean that the bittel has already happened. It means that there's no other eitzah. And whenever there's no other eitzah, that's called bidiavad. Wow. So that's another nuance in the sugya. How do we paskin? Can you be mevatel isurim derabanan lechadchila? So the Mechaber quotes the Rashba that you can be most of a love of Mvatla. You can't stick Nevela into your challenge, but you can be most of a love of Mvatla. And the Ramah holds like the Rosh and the Ra'ah that you're not allowed to be Mvatla, that you're not allowed to be Mvatla in this Drabban Chachila. Right? Like we saw, the Rosh and the Ra'ah that say, no, it's a special, when it's Mikla Kali Isura, it's different, but that we don't have in normal circumstances. We're not dealing with Mikla Kali Isura, and therefore the rule is you're not allowed to be Mbatal even if Sidra Ban Lechachila. So, Halach Lemaisa, Shaila actually happened a few times. You're a rabbi, you'll get the Shaila. A woman is making challah for Shabbos. Good. So, what does she do? She, of course, bakes enough, 5 pound bag of flour so that she knows she could say Bimafr for the Bracha, and she'll say all sorts of tefillos for Shalema, and she'll get 39 friends to do it with her for a Sfula. Or something, or somebody, and there's some pregnant lady in a mikvah for the school. I don't know. They do all sorts of things, whatever. So they, so lemaisa, the woman says, "I was mafresh the chal. I can't find it. My best guess is that I took the dough, I put it aside. I when I was cleaning up and putting everything back together, I just stuck the dough right back in with the rest of my challah." No, what's the halacha? So challah has a din of truma. Truma's batel b'meya. So your first question is, was there meya? There's never meya. Right? There wasn't meya. So now, Okay, so now no eitza, right? Woman says, what if I make more dough? Can I make more dough? Be marba of levakla. So is your taina? There's already a tarogas. Could she be marba of heter levakla? What? Chalas chutzlaritz, drabanan. Right? Chalas chutzlaritz mit drabanan. So can you be marba of heter levakla? Oh, so she's Sephardi, l'chore, yes. And she's Ashkenazi, l'chore, no, right? There may be a tzad l'hakel, though, in that particular case. The Ramah, of course, is yinah l'arbi marbel of b'yisurim d'rabbanan. However, chalas chutz l'aretz is machlokz rishonim, whether it's batel barov or it needs mea. Meaning, even though the Ramah ultimately disagrees with the Mechaber, we still take the Shitas and Mechaber into account as a tziruf, to use for a tziruf Hashitas. So it could be that you could be somech on the combination of those two Shitas. Typically, that's not the answer that's given. I once got a call, like 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. Maybe like 7 or 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. Not a crazy hour. It was from Israel. So it was a crazy hour, right? Meaning it was like 2 in the morning in Israel. What happened? It was an Israeli baker. And he was baking challahs for his bakery to sell the next morning. They bake all through the night, Thursday night. And he had this exact shayla. Took his challah and he mixed it back into the tarot. Oh, you very. Now we're dealing with challahs Eretz Yisrael, not challahs Chutz La'aretz. This is, what do I do? So, what do you mean? There are no rabbis in Israel? You got to call a rabbi? It's 3 in the morning. So he wasn't going to call any rabbis in Israel. So what does he do in that situation? So there is another Eitzah with Challah, right? You could be Shoel alav. You could be Shoel on your Afrasha and do a new Afrasha. Got to get a Beis Din and undo the Afrasha that you did and then do a new Afrasha. But wait a second. If that option exists, that you could always be Shoel alav, isn't it a davar sheyesh lamatirin then? Meaning, how are we allowing bittul anyway on challah? Because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. So that the post can point out. Rabbi Kiveg writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Ches that you could be mosif heter mevatel in issur d'rabban in the case of hefsir meruba or shas hadchak, and it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. You assume is only when it's matirin bekal. But to be Shoel Benidrei Hagdish, we only do Midochak, and that's not called Yeshel Matirin. I'll give you another case. Your housekeeper cooks some pasta for herself, and when she notices there's a big bowl of pasta that you cooked in the fridge, and she mixes them all together. After she finishes eating, she just throws her pasta into your bowl as well. So it's all mixed together. So can you be Mosifal of Heter Mevatla? Can you make more pasta and be mevatel whatever she made? If it's a shas adchak, so lechora b'shas adchak. Rabbi Kivega writes in that tshuva chelgal sim lamchas hefsim ruva or shas adchak. We're going to rely on shita sim mechaber. I don't know how big a shas adchak pasta is. Meaning over here, what are we talking about? It's bishlakim. Bishlakim is a drabban. What else do you have over here? What kind of Issur D'Rabbanan is it? Ein lo ikra min haTorah, right? So it's also that. It's, you know, obviously the Ramah is machmir, even though ein lo ikra min haTorah, and even though, you know, the Ramah is machmir, but maybe b'shas adchak there's room to be makel in these kinds of cases. Then you have a whole bunch of bishalakum kulas, beisul shal Yisrael, and yeah, you have all that. So again, if you could be Shoel,
if she could be
Shoel,
so maybe she can't do the Hosaf HaSheter B'chatchila, even according to the Mechaber, because she has another way of getting out of the problem. Instead of only...
Meaning, you're saying like that Tosfos.
That, meaning, meaning that it,
like the Tosafot Psachim, that if there's that that's yeah. called lechatchila. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think. I mean, it's the same answer as the Davar Sheyesh Matirin answer, and it's not. It's not something that's easy to do. So if it's not something that's easy to do, right? Meaning it's not possible to. So it's it would already be a vidyavid. Yeah.
Why is Tosfos arguing for a
method?
Even if you know?
No, Chalos Chutzla is a karmic Torah. Bishul Akum is not a karmic Torah.
What were we saying about one of the?
No, we said that it's marbel of heter mevatel. Mechaber paskins marbel of heter mevatel. You don't even need a carbon any carbon within the pesach of the mechaber, there's a bit of a stira. In Hilchas Chanukah, the mechaber writes that you're not allowed to get hana'ah from the oil that's left over in the menorah, and even if you poured it back in with your regular oil, it's not batel. And he says you can't even be marbel of heter to be mevatel. If you already poured the oil that was asar b'ana back in with your regular oil, with the regular olive oil, you can't be marbel of heter mevatel. L'chora t'n isid rabbanan, right? The oil from Ner Chanukah is isid rabbanan, and marbel of heter. That's exactly the case that the mechaber's make along. And Sender Rama would want to be machmir, but the mechaber's make. So the Achorim are bothered by this kasha. So Rav Vadya writes that whenever you have a stira between the Mechaber and Orchaim and the Mechaber and Yerodeah, we pass on like what he says in Yerodeah, because he wrote Yerodeah later than Orchaim. Okay, that's if you have a stira. But better than just chalking it up to a stira is coming up with the Teretz, right? I just gave a shiur yesterday in Los Angeles about Rav Vadya and Rav Meisha. Yeah, I'm doing the series of Rav Meisha and his halachic adversaries. So I said, I don't know if they ever met. I never hear any stories about Rav Vadya and Rav Moshe. Never saw any pictures of Rav Vadya and Rav Moshe. And I checked Igros Moshe. I searched the words Ovadya Yosef. Not once in all. It means he didn't even write a tshuva to Rav Vadya all those years. Like, it was unbelievable to me. And Rav Vadya came to America every year. Every year he came to America. Like, I couldn't believe it. So I mentioned that in the shiur. I was flooded with emails. Of course they met. And there's a picture on page 167 of the Art Scroll biography of Rav Meisha with Rav Vadya and Rav Meisha. Someone said a new sefer came out that about Rav Meisha's tshuvas, and they said that Rav Vadya came to MTJ once. It was Chol HaMoed, and he happened to have been in America, and he came to MTJ, and he davened there in the morning, and then after davening, he said a bracha, Shechalak Mechachmaso and Rav Meisha. He went over and he kissed his hand, and they talked and learning a little bit. So okay, and Rav Meisha invited Rav Vadya to say shir in MTJ, and he said, "But I'm only inviting you. I'm not inviting you as a visiting rav or rosh yeshiva, because then ain't l'davar sof. Everybody's a rav or rosh yeshiva. I'm inviting you as the Baal Mechaber Sefer Yabia Omer, because there's only one Baal Mechaber Sefer Yabia Omer, and that's not gonna get out of control. Okay, that's so apparently Rav Vadya and Rav Meisha had a shaychus. Anyway." And it's not a pella that Rav Meisha doesn't quote Rav Vadya. Rav Meisha doesn't quote any achronim. You know, I mean, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, Neid Yehuda. No one later than the Chassam Sofer, Rav Shlomo Kluger. You know, he doesn't really, he doesn't quote contemporary tshuvas. Anyway, but so what's the teretz? Is there a teretz to the series? So the Chavos Das developed his yisod that bittul isra hana'a is daraisa, whereas bittul isra achila is only drabana. Meaning that this is why the Chavos Das develops that yisod, right? We discussed that a little bit. That when it comes to being mevatel in iser hana'a, that's the iser daraisa, being mevatel iser achila. But when you're being mevatel in iser achila, that's only derabbanan. The Rashba is only mekil to be mosif heter al isurei achila midrabbanan. But not isurei hana'a midrabbanan. Meaning the Rashba, when he allows you to be mosif of heter mevatlo, he allows you to be mosif of heter mevatlo for an isra achila. But when you're dealing with isra hana'a, which is fundamentally more chamur, then you can't be mosif of heter mevatlo. I think the Beis Halevi gives the same answer. I think if you look in the Beis Halevi in Chanukah, Beis Halevi gives the same answer to that question. Which doesn't leave us much time to discuss the non-dairy creamer business. You know what? We'll save the non-dairy creamer for the beginning of Shir next time. Let's just do the one little shtickle on Bittel, Davar Asim Mishum Sakana. Right? What if you have something that's not issus? What would you say? Would there be an issur being mevatel issur l'chadchila when the whole thing is only issur because of sakana, on account of sakana? Misvara. Misvara. What's your time? Why not? It doesn't seem right, right? It doesn't seem that there should be a violation of being mevatel issur. Meaning, what's the problem of being mevatel issur l'chadchila? Let's say in the worst form, where I take issur and I put it in. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to be nene from the issur. I'm trying to be able to utilize the issur. If I were to take a gun and take the bullets out, am I violating, is there a problem with that? I just want to make it less dangerous. I take a house and I build a maka around it. You know, I'm making it safe. That's okay. Meaning, something that's also mishum sakana is only usher if practically it's a sakana. If in the end of the day it's not a sakana, then there's no problem with being nene from that which used to be sakana. So there happens to be three shitos about being mevatel something that's also mishum sakana. Pischi tshuva in Kufta Zayin Sivkat and Gimel, Kufta Zayin Yardeh is the Dvar Masurim Mishum Sakana, says that there's no problem because if you get rid of Sakana, then there's no issue. You know, the Svara, right? What we would have said. The Tshuva Sholu Meshiv, Rivi'a'a, Chelik Aleph Simul Chavches, says that you can't even be Mevata Le Davarasu Mishum Sakana. Meaning, probably what he means. Once Chazal said that this is a davar asr mishum sakana, it becomes a formal isr. In dvar masr, in general, you have to be safe, you're not allowed to do dangerous things, ask Rabbi Tversky, right? You have to be absolutely safe, you're not allowed to do anything at all dangerous, right? In general, that's what the Torah always, always requires. But Chazal specifically chose certain things to identify as Dvarim Asurim Mishum Sakana. Once they become a formal gzeira, it could be that now it follows rules of Isur V'Hetar. Even though logically it doesn't, you know, if it's only Asur on account of Sakana, logically it shouldn't, but it becomes a formal gzeira. Then you have the sheet of the Taz. The Taz in Kuf Tazayin Sivkat and Beis holds that not only can you not be mevatel l'chadchila? It doesn't even work. Even if it happened, b'di'eved, it doesn't work. Bittul sakana doesn't work. Why doesn't bittul sakana? Bittul iser works, but chamira sakanta me'isura. So you're going to drop a little bit of sakana into you know, just a little bit of cyanide in your chalent this week. It's less than shishim. Less than shishim. Are you eating that chalent? So when somebody's asking mishum sakana, there is no bittul. This is the whole tumult that the OU had when they had they still do, the Worcester sauce, which has, if you look in the ingredients, it has fish. And when Susie Fishbane made her first cookbook, she had a veal recipe that had, okay, leaving aside veal, but she had a spinach veal recipe that involved Worcester sauce. And the shaila was, if it has fish in it, right? So everyone checked the bottle. It didn't say OU fish. It just said OU. In the ingredients, it said fish. So we asked Rav Schachter, my high. So he said, it's machlokas achronim, whether sakana is batel, to begin with, but it's also machlokas achronim, whether fish and meat is still a sakana. So Magen Avraham holds not a sakana bizmanenu. Schachter said, and he's right. You know, we don't know of it being a sakana anyway. So you want to be so machmir that you want to hold like this taz that bittul, that sakana can never become batel, and you want to hold against the Magen Avraham, you'll check the ingredients. You know, we're not taking the achrayus that the OUS dried fish on something like that. For something like that, the people could check the ingredients. That was the veal is a separate issue, right? Whether the veal is actually kosher or not is a separate issue. I remember my wife and I had people for Shabbos once, back when you used to be allowed to do that, and we they were checking out the neighborhood, and there was a fellow Talmud of Rav Schachter. We were in Shir together, and my wife made the spinach veal thing with the Worcester sauce or whatever. So it occurred to me during the meal that they don't eat veal, but we had already served it and they already ate it. So, like, what do you do? You know, do you talk? And after the meal, I hear the woman saying to my wife, "That meat spinach thing was fantastic. Like, oh, how do you make that?" So I'm like, "Oh, how's she going to play this?" But yes, that was a problem. But no. secret recipe. All right, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll start on Wednesday. Maybe we'll go over the non-dairy creamer business on Wednesday, just because you know, Dama Lahashiv, everyone's going to ask you about that. If you learn Pasuk B'chol and Tarovus, you got to know how to answer that. And then we'll start with the next Siman Be'ez Hashem. Okay? Have a great day. Are we davening Milchor? Again, I don't need it. I could daven later. Whatever you guys want.